Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph, and we are on the phone with our final mystery artist for today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 25 happening at the Monona Terrace this Sunday. So, is this our mystery artist on the phone?
Yes.
All right. Today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 25 happening at the Monona Terrace on Sunday. And we are joined with today's Q106 Storytellers Jam mystery artist number 4. Now, just so you know, a little background. We legit have no idea who you are or even if you are the person you're claiming to pretend to be mysteriously. That's how mysterious this is. I'm Woo-hoo! Jackson. Steph is
Hello.
In here with me. Mystery artist, how you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great. How are you guys doing?
Ooh, we're doing excellent now that you're on the phone with us and we can try to decide after we talk with you who you might be. Man, this is so much fun. You are our final mystery artist to be joining the show. My first question for all of our mystery artists has been, are you a man or a woman?
Well, I'm a woman.
Okay, now the All voice right. changer has been put on, and sometimes
yes.
I'm fairly certain there's been times where we thought we were talking to the artist, but we're actually talking to their bus driver mm-hmm. or their drummer or even their bass player. You know how bass players are. The last thing we want to do is talk to one of them. So we are yes. thinking that you are a woman. Okay. Okay. Now, if someone was to play you in a movie, who would you pick?
Oh, goodness. Probably Kelly Pickler.
Probably Kelly Pickler. That's a good choice. I'd like for her to play me in a movie. I mean, you're not going to go wrong.
Yeah, she's so outgoing.
I don't know why this makes me laugh so much.
I have a feeling
you're friends with Kelly Pickler, and this is some kind of a joke Ooh. That's going to go on between the two of you. I just got a weird feeling about that one. I don't know why. Okay.
Do you play any instruments?
I play piano on stage, and I play guitar not on stage.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Hey.
Multi-talented.
Are you more comfortable in dresses or slacks, a nice pair of slacks?
Oh, for sure pants. I mean, I wear a lot of dresses, but I definitely prefer to be in pants.
Hey.
Okay. We've been asking all of our mystery artists, are you single, with someone, married?
I am single.
Oh,
single.
Okay.
I'm guessing since you are a performer and you got to stay fit, you know, to a certain extent. But when you get to binge, what is your favorite food?
Probably my daddy's cubesteak, mashed potatoes, and macaroni and cheese.
That sounds like good home cooking, right?
If I had one meal left in the world, that's what it would be.
That's a good
choice.
Your
last meal would be mac and cheese and mashed potatoes.
And the steak and the cube steak, you said, right?
Yes, very healthy.
Yeah, oh yeah, that sounds delicious. Yes. This is Wisconsin. This is the land of cheese, and then we yes. put some macaroni in it too. What's your happy place? Like when you need to get away, what's your go-to spot?
Oh, probably going home and being with my two nephews.
Okay, and then having some of your dad's cube steak, macaroni and cheese, and mashed potatoes, right?
Yeah. I don't get to go. I don't go home as much as I should, but every time I go, I'm like, I really need to do this more. Just like my bed at my house, my happy place. I don't get to see that very often. I travel so much.
Now, I'm gonna guess due to your accent, home is not Canada.
No.
That right. narrows it down, not at all.
And you've been on the road a lot. Have you been to Madison in the last year on your travels?
Oh, gosh. I probably have. I have 100% been to Wisconsin. I'm not sure if I've been to Madison or not. I don't feel like any of these answers are going to help people. The only thing I feel like that we have done that would help people is them hearing my voice.
And that's been changed.
We have the voice changer
on. The bosses are trying so hard. I hate this.
Even the mystery artist is so mysterious. They're even saying that this mystery is getting more mysterious.
Mysterious woman. What can I say?
You're a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time, mystery artist number 4. We can't wait to see you on Sunday. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I think that's going to be about it. Oh, when you're having a sip, if you have a little sip, would it be wine, Ooh. Beer, or whiskey, or even a mixed drink? What's your go-to?
Like if I'm going to drink, My go-to drink is probably like vodka soda, but my favorite drink is a Moscow Mule.
A Moscow Mule. Okay.
I do like those Moscows. And I almost forgot my final question that I've been asking everyone it is my first time coming to Q106 Storytellers Jam 25. Will this be your first time as well?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I think so.
That was a mysterious answer from a mystery artist. Well, we appreciate you taking the time and getting up so early. We know that country music is done at night, but country music radio is done in the morning. So we appreciate you taking some time with us.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. I'll see y'all Sunday.
See you Sunday. Bye.
Bye.